Greetings, Chicagoland. Thank you for tuning in to the weekly program, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, based on improving lives through public service and volunteerism. Today's presentation is brought to you by the Forum to Achieve, Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, the FACT organization, with more than a 75-year legacy of promoting peace, harmony, equality, and social justice for all. Building Community, Strengthening Nations features newsmakers and movers and shakers engaged in enlightening discussions on current issues and events that positively impact our diverse communities. The FACT organization invites you to contact us for general information or referral services, volunteer opportunities, and suggestions, questions, or comments regarding programming topics and guests. Please call FACT at 773-424-8002 to reach our 24-hour voicemail and facsimile. Our email address is faactorg@aol.com. Now tell your friends to tune in to FACT every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. We're streaming live over the internet at www.thechicagolighthouse.org. My name is Ruth M. Fairfax Frazier. I am the founder and executive director of the FACT organization, and today I am so pleased to serve as your host. FACT is always excited about this opportunity to share time with you, our most valued listening public, with different weekly topics of interest that positively influence our communities. However, as we always say, this can only be accomplished with your help. The fact is, we all need each other, and by uniting our efforts, we can make a positive difference for everyone. In a nutshell, FACT's combined vision and mission is to help create a better world through educating the public and coalescing with others to eradicate biases and prejudices, as well as hate crime. Chicagoland, we have a very exciting program for you today with two esteemed guests, Mr. Randy Lewis Duncan and Harriet Ross. They both have a rich history in theater and dance, and we're bringing them to you today for them to share that with you. So I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Miss Harriet Ross, can we begin with you, please?
Well, I don't know where to begin other than the day I moved to Chicago in 1975 and met up with the Joseph Holmes Chicago Dance Theater and a young student named Randy Duncan, 15-year-old. And that was the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know of another beginning. You began dance at age 9. What inspired you?
I don't know. I just always wanted to dance. I do know that The Red Shoes, the movie, had come out then, and that was definitely of great impact. And also, I got to see American Ballet Theater, and that was Alicia Alonso, the Cuban ballerina, and Igor Yuskevich, and that also made a tremendous impact on my life. Mm-hmm. I guess I always dreamed I'd be just like Maura Shearer and have red hair. It just didn't work out that way.
Well, Chicagoland, we are so pleased to have Miss Harriet Ross with us today. She represents and manages Randy Duncan's career as a choreographer, teacher, and artist. She is co-founder of Chicago's Dance for Life organization, where she continues to serve on a committee and presides over the Dancers United Dancers Fund. She is former general manager of the Joffrey Ballet and former managing director of the Gerald Arpino Foundation. Harriet is a dance coach for professional dancers, including the young dance artists at the Chicago Academy for the Arts, where she volunteers her time and generous efforts for the entire school. And again, welcome, Harriet, to the program.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Now, Randy, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, as Harriet said earlier, she met me when I was age 15. I was actually the youngest dancer in the Joseph Holmes Chicago Dance Theater at the time. And Harriet had just moved in from New York, if you didn't recognize the accent. Mm-hmm. She is from New York. She and her family had moved in, and so she's known me since I'm 15 years old. And I was inspired really by West Side Story as a kid. And I looked and said, my God, I would really love to be able to do that someday. Mm-hmm. And so I would watch, you know, shows on television, whether it was something with, I don't know, Shirley Temple, or whether it was something with Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers. I would constantly watch these things. And then, of course, at the time, there was also, in Chicago, there was Big Bill Hill. I don't know whether people remember that, but that was a show where, you know, the kids got down each weekend and, you know, did their thing. And I always had a knack for picking things up off the television or watching somebody else move in the street and being able to do that. And that is really what kind of started me and inspired me as a young dancer, wanting to be a dancer, actually.
Mm-hmm. Well, Harriet, as you've managed his career, give us some idea of, as he progressed with the Joseph Holmes Dancers, how did his career take off from there?
Well, at the Joseph Holmes Company, there was one choreographer, and the one choreographer was Joseph Holmes. And where Randy got the idea that he should be choreographing also, I don't know. But he had to really press his point, because Joseph was not moving over, even though he loved Randy. And when Randy got the opportunity, he used it well. Mm-hmm. Everybody loved his work. It was not only a work that the dancers enjoyed doing, but audiences loved it. And so when something like that happens, you really can't fight it. Mm-hmm. It just happens. And he continued to choreograph, and then Joseph got ill. And when Joseph got sick, Randy was doing the choreography, and mm-hmm. he wasn't ill for very long. AIDS really took him very quickly. And it was time to find a new artistic director, and the job was offered to me since I was the associate artistic director. And I said to the board, it's Randy who you want. It is not me. Mm-hmm. I'll remain the associate artistic director, and I will be there to help this young man along, because he was 20. Mm-hmm. I think you were 20, maybe 21.
When I took over the company, yes. I was 28, actually, 10 years younger than Joseph. Huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Why did I think you were? Yeah. Well, anyway. Well, you acted like a baby.
Right.
So, but it was clear that he was the person who should be running the company, and I was going to be there for his support. Mm-hmm. And that worked absolutely beautifully. Mm-hmm. And that's when the company really began to change and to become an international company rather than just a local Chicago company. Mm-hmm. And we toured the world.
Wow.
And it was Randy's choreography that really made it so special, and his leadership.
Wonderful.
Well, and certainly with the assistance of Harriet, I think if Harriet wasn't there, I don't know whether I could have done that. Mm-hmm. But she was there to help guide and lead and to coach, and to give us the opportunity to know that the world was bigger than just here in Chicago. Mm-hmm. So it was a great affair that we had relationship when I had taken over the company for Joseph Holmes. And I had started actually by substituting classes for Joseph, mm-hmm. you know, because I had been with the company for a little while then, and sometimes he would be away or had some meetings or whatever and asked me to substitute, and that's really, really how I began to deal with combinations and then choreography, and then one day Joseph said, that's interesting. This kid's got something going on. and allowed me to do something over the summer. And that's kind of how it all started with the choreography.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to take you back just a little bit right before Joseph Holmes. Mm-hmm. You actually started dance before age 15, didn't you?
I did. I started at age 12. I told you that West Side Story mm-hmm. had been sort of an impetus for me looking at that and seeing that this is something that I would like to do. And lo and behold, there was an audition for West Side Story like the following year. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't even know what an audition was, mm-hmm. to be quite honest, what it would encompass. But I decided I'd go down anyway. Mm-hmm. I was in eighth grade. Mm-hmm. I never had any formal dance class, only those things that I learned from watching Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, and Shirley Temple and Bozo Circus, actually. And so with those little things that I had learned, I'd gone down to this audition, and there were over 1,000 people there auditioning for mm-hmm. the All City High School Theatrical Troupe. And this was going to be the first year that they would get together. There was always All City Orchestra, All City Chorus, but there was never an All City Theater, mm-hmm. And musical theater at that. So I had gone down and decided I would audition with my little eighth grade self, and you were supposed to be in high school, mm-hmm. but I'd called and asked if I could come down and audition anyway, and they said sure. So I went there, showed what I had. I felt that I didn't do well enough when the choreographer had asked me, Geraldine Johnson, had asked me if I would if I could do certain things along with another group of guys, and so I did. But then I said, didn't you guys ask for acrobats or something? You know, and this was all the stuff that I learned from watching Bozo Circus. Mm-hmm. And so they said, so can you do some? And I decided, I was like, look, and I'm the youngest person there, by the way. Mm-hmm. And so I said, sure. And they allowed me to go up there all by myself and do my little flips over and splits and so forth. And next thing you know, I'm a shark in West Side Story. So, that's how it started. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then she asked me, Geraldine asked me if I would like to come and study at Sammy Dyer School of Theater, where I started training in ballet and jazz and acrobatics the right way. Mm-hmm. And that's really how it began before I went to Joseph Holmes.
Okay. So now both of you are working with children as well. Tell us about that.
Harriet, I would love for Harriet to talk about it because, these are wonderful, wonderful kids at the Chicago Academy for the Arts, which is the private school here in Chicago. But Harriet gets to work with them on the weekends with me, and it's really, really quite wonderful. But I'll let her talk about it.
My interest in them, of course, with Randy running the dance department, there isn't anything Randy does that I'm not interested in, and there's nothing that I do that he's not interested in. So from that standpoint, I was interested, but from another standpoint, I was one of the kids who went to New York's High School of Performing Arts, mm-hmm. the FAME school.
Okay.
And it changed my life, mm-hmm. Because I would have never had the kind of training necessary to become a dancer without performing arts. So this school was therefore very interesting to me. Mm-hmm. But when I went there and I saw these kids and I saw the quality not only of the training, Randy's and the rest of the department, but the quality of these young artists, I knew I wanted to work with them. I always believe there's a piece in training dancers between teaching them steps and getting them prepared for what has to happen on stage and how to be an artist and how to understand what you're doing. And I get to do it there, and it is such joy. They should be paying me. They don't pay me a nickel because I'm retired now, but I should really be paying them because it is so remarkable. These are young artists. These are exceptional human beings.
Yeah, they are. They're there because they want to be there. This is their passion, as it was mine when I first started off, as it was Harriet's when she first started off. And of course, there was no school like the Chicago Academy for the Arts when I was going to school. I mean, New York had it, but this year was based on that model, Chicago Academy for the Arts. And everyone that comes there and they see the kids who are there, whether they're in the dance department or any of the other departments, they all say, I wish that this was here when I was going to school. It's really, really quite remarkable. It really is. And many of the kids that graduate from the academy, they go on to professional careers almost immediately. If they don't, many of them go to the schools of their choices. So it's really, really great to see them grow and expand and really become fabulous artists.
Okay. Well, Chicagoland, the Chicago Academy for the Arts is an independent arts high school offering 6 courses of study: dance, media arts, music, musical theater, theater, and visual arts. Through a high school experience that places these arts at the core of their academic undertaking, Academy students integrate their chosen discipline into their daily lives. As such, they emerge with a better understanding of themselves and their artistry, ready to move forward with their careers, as Randy has just indicated. For more information, you can visit their website at www.chicagoacademyfortheArts.org, or you can call 312-421-0202. They're located right here in the center of Chicago, 1010 West Chicago Avenue, 60642. Again, 312-421-0202 for more information. Now, Randy, I want you to take a few minutes and tell us some of the highlights of your career, because as Harriet has indicated, you've traveled the world, you've won so many awards. Share some of that with us, please.
Oh my goodness, I have to go back. Well, one of the clear highlights of my career is Joseph Holmes Dance Theater when I took over, and one of our first trips was to Israel. And of course, this was immediately after the Gulf War. We were the first arts company or arts group to go to Israel and be able to inform, entertain the guests there. And it was really delightful. It was really, really delightful to see that there in another country, which had never gone before, to see them out scalping tickets for a dance company. it was amazing. Every place we went there in Israel, we traveled all over Israel.
Yeah, because we see that for sports here in Chicago, but not for dance.
Yeah.
Shouting in the streets, Chicago, Chicago. They didn't call us Joseph Holmes. They called us Chicago.
And you definitely were ambassadors for the city of Chicago.
Not only for the city of Chicago, but actually for the country.
Yes.
So it was amazing. And I remember having to go over there first. I was so scared because I had to go to do interviews, whether it was radio or television or whatnot. And I remember meeting these dignitaries there from Jordan, from all around the Middle East. They were there. They had this big, huge function And it was just for me. And I was like, really? And I couldn't believe it. And I didn't know these people at the time. Mm-hmm. But it was really quite fascinating. And then again, to see them call us Chicago. And the only thing they knew of Chicago, of course, at the time was Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. Oprah Winfrey wasn't quite as prominent as she is now, but they did know that, and of course they knew the gangs from the 1920s and 30s.
Right, and yes. So they would make believe they were holding a Tommy gun with their fingers and go, Chicago,
here's Al Capone.
Yes, what it was. They knew Al Capone, but they didn't know anything
else. Actually, they made a 20s party for us where we all had to dress like we were from the 20s because it was so dramatic being Chicago gangsters.
Yeah.
Not exactly a look of gangsters in this dance company.
Okay.
Not at all. But they loved us. They wouldn't let us go off stage. Mm-hmm. I had to create
finales,
and we had to go back again and again and again. And just the reception there was just phenomenal. So that's really, really one of the highlights of my career as a dancer, as well as a choreographer. Mm-hmm. We did a suite of Aretha Franklin's songs called Aretha, and they all knew Aretha. Oh my goodness. They literally would not. We'd finish, we'd take our bows, and then we'd try to go off stage, and they wouldn't let us off. And they do this thing in sync where they're
stomping their feet, clapping their hands,
and it's all in sync. Mm-hmm. And that we're not used to that in America. You know, mm-hmm. they'll give you a standing ovation, but to do that,
wow.
it was a completely different experience.
It was saying, we're not stopping until you get back on that stage.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And do something else. Mm-hmm. We want you to come back and do it again. It was wonderful. And then they would rush the stage afterwards like we were rock stars.
Oh, my goodness.
I tell you, it was
classical
amazing.
Classical dancers don't usually get that kind of treatment anywhere, so mm-hmm. it was very special.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
But I think the work you did for the Joffrey,
yes,
the choreography you did for the Joffrey, that was pretty inspiring. When Gerald Arpino hired you, just after seeing a little bit of the work you had done, that mm-hmm. was certainly exciting.
That was another highlight of my career is the first time working with a classical company, mm-hmm. actually. And this is while they were still in New York.
Okay.
And Gerald Arpino was here in Chicago, and I was creating a new piece that was to go on at the Auditorium Theater, correct?
Yes.
And he came in and watched rehearsal, and he said, I need you to come to New York to put something on my company.
Oh, wow.
And I said, okay. And he wasn't talking about the second company. He was talking about the company, the mm-hmm. Joffrey Ballet. So I thought, you know, it'd be good for me to start with a smaller piece. You know, it was a trio called...
Trifling.
A trifling, as in T-R-I, then F-L-I-N-G.
Play on words, mm-hmm. very clever, try, three, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And was to be done at Lincoln Center. And so it was done at the Lincoln Center at State Theater. Mm-hmm. And that was fantastic. It was really, really fantastic. So,
and then the company came here and he continued to choreograph for
5 years more straight. Five years there was more. So they have like six pieces in their rep for me now. So, yeah, that was another highlight. Mm-hmm. And there's just been so many wonderful things, including, mm-hmm. Of course, the things that I do for Dance for Life, mm-hmm. The choreographing finale, where I'm able to get many of the dancers here, the professional dancers here from each company, to perform at the end of the evening for Dance for Life.
Tell us, what is Dance for Life?
Now, that I will take you to Harriet, and she's one of the co-founders of Dance for Life.
Dance for Life is an event actually celebrating its 25th year. This is our 25th anniversary. It began during the worst moments of the AIDS epidemic. And one of the dancers in Randy's and my company, the Joseph Holmes Company, came to me. His name is Keith Elliott, and he said, "We've got to do something." He said, "Yes." He said, "I'm going to put on a concert, and I'm going to have all of the people I know dance, and we're going to raise some money for AIDS causes." Mm-hmm. And I said, "Well, that's a great idea, Keith." He said, "Will you work with me?" I said, "Sure, I'll work with you. Who are you going to have perform?" And he mentioned his many friends, and I said, "Well, but wouldn't this be a better evening if I asked Hubbard Street and I mentioned Gus Giordano and all these companies?" And he said, "Yeah, that's a great idea, but I don't know these people." Mm-hmm. I said, "But you did ask me to help, and that'll be my job. I'll get the good companies."
Wonderful.
And we went to a theater that seated 400, and we were sure we'd be lucky if we sold 100 seats. So I guess 2 weeks before the performance, Keith calls me and he says, "We're sold out." And so I didn't believe him. So I said, "What are we sold out of?" And he said, "Seats. There are no more seats." And that was a great surprise to us. So the next year, we went to a bigger theater and then bigger. Now we're at Auditorium Theater and have been there for a while. And the performances are all of the best companies in the city doing large works. It's very joyous. There's a huge party at the Hilton before. And we raise a lot of money for AIDS causes. But we also have the Dancers Fund, which is a unique fund. There is not another one of its kind in the world.
Oh.
We give support, financial support, to members of the dance community, and that could be dancers, people who are back of the stage, wardrobe, lighting, people who work in our offices, dance community in the city of Chicago, Chicagoland, I should say. So mm-hmm. we extend the area. And we will, after a very simple request form is filled out, and I mean simple, we will pay their bills. Every 2 weeks, we get a list of their needs. And within those two, less than that, they get those pieces paid. We don't pay them directly, so they have no tax implications. Mm-hmm. We pay their bills.
This is fantastic.
And it is unique. Mm-hmm. It is a unique thing. At the beginning, people used to say to me, "Well, Harriet, that's ridiculous. How can you prove that they..." Because originally it was just for AIDS. Now it's all life-threatening issues. But, mm-hmm. "Well, how will you know they really have AIDS?" I said, "It's a very small community, the dance world. When somebody lies, we will know by the next time. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, we will not have made all of those who are truly needy suffer.
Sure.
So if we have to make one mistake, let's make it."
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do.
Okay.
And at the end of every performance, there is an original piece of choreography by Randy Duncan, made up of the best of Chicago dance from all of the various companies and freelance dancers. They give their time, they give their love, and Randy gives them beautiful choreography and a lot of love, too.
Well, thank you, Randy.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. Mm-hmm. It really, really is.
Now, let's give the venue for this year, Auditorium Theater, is that correct?
Auditorium mm-hmm. Theater, August the 20th.
Okay. And for the gala, that's at 5 o'clock, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And where would that be held?
That's at the Hilton and Towers.
Okay. Now, how can we get tickets for both the gala and the performance?
You can go online mm-hmm. to ChicagoDancersUnited.org. You can go to the box office and buy seats. Mm-hmm. You can buy them online. The gala ticket, which is the more expensive ticket starts at $250. It entitles you to a lovely supper and drinks and entertainment before, and then the beautiful concert and very special seating for it. The rest of the tickets that don't include the party start, I guess it's $75. But there are tickets that can be bought by dancers as low as $25. So everybody can actually come. But our mission is to raise money for needy causes, including the Dancers Fund and the AIDS Foundation.
Chicagoland, we encourage you to visit ChicagoDancersUnited.org, or you can call 312-922-5812. We want you at this annual event. This is the 25th anniversary on August 20th. It begins at 5 p.m. if you're staying for the full gala and performance. And you can also visit auditoriumtheater.org for tickets. That telephone number is 312-341-2300, and the box office is at 50 East Congress Parkway, downtown Chicago. We just have a minute or so left. I'm Ruth Fairfax Frazier with Building Community Strengthening Nations here on Chris Radio. We want you to tell us your names and anything else you'd like to leave with our audience. Harriet?
Well, there isn't anything more other than at Dance for Life. This year, the MCs are from Second City, so you know this is going to be a laugh a minute, and I hope you'll enjoy it.
Randy Duncan, and I certainly hope that you're able to come out for Dance for Life as well, and not to to miss out on the Chicago Academy for the Arts as well. You can always go online and support them also.
Chicagoland, thank you for tuning in to Chris Radio. Have a fantastic week. Bye now.